tonight, and anyone in that age group is invited to be here tonight for youth group. And Lord willing, next Sunday we will resume having Sunday school. So that is the plan for that. So both the fellowship time in between the worship service and Sunday school and the Sunday school time will resume next Sunday. On that note, the CE board is seeking a Sunday school teacher for third, fourth, and fifth graders, not to start right away next week, but for the fall. So if you're interested in doing that, if you would talk to Mark, that would be terrific. And then Club Rock is slated to begin September 16th. So just a little over a month before that will be coming up. And if you're interested in that, there is a sign-up sheet in the foyer, or you can also talk to Mark Kettlehut about that. A couple other things to notice. First of all, Pastor Jim will be on vacation this coming week. So if there's anything during the week that you need, please feel free to contact me, or you can contact one of the elders. Also, we are still looking for someone to join in the piano rotation. So if you play the piano and you're a member of our church, you'd be interested in helping in that way, please talk to Charlie. And we have an opportunity for church cleaning. If anyone would be interested in helping with that, beginning mid to late August, you could talk to any of the deacons about that. Do we have any other announcements this morning? Heidi has one. Okay, any others? Our call to worship this morning is found in Philippians chapter 2, in verses 5 through 11. Paul writes, "Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father."
Please stand together as we sing hymn number 74, Majesty. We'll sing through twice, in case you didn't look at the bulletin.
Majesty, worship his majesty, unto Jesus be all glory, honor, and praise. Majesty, kingdom, authority, Jesus the King. Majesty, worship his majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings. sings. Majesty, worship His majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, honor, and praise. Majesty, kingdom, authority, flow from His throne unto His own, His anthem raise. So exalt, lift up on high the name of Jesus. Magnify, come glorify Christ Jesus the King. Majesty, worship His majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings.
Thank you for your singing. Please be seated.
It's our opportunity to share praises and prayer requests and take those before the Lord. Just a couple to bring to your attention this morning. About halfway down on the Others with Health Needs section, you see Linda Allen's mother, Sarah Coop. She took a fall this past week and is dealing with complications from the fall as well as several other health issues, so be in prayer for her and Dave and Linda as they head down to Kansas to visit Linda's parents. Also at the bottom of your prayer list, notice Mike Ketchin's cousin, Justin. There's an email that went out about that. Please be in prayer for Justin. Any changes or anything, updates on that?
Things are working out a little bit right now, but it's really closer with him.
Okay. Also, please be in prayer for Derek and Kelly as they prepare for the transition and making the move here to be joining us here at St. Lawrence, as Derek is our new youth pastor. One addition to the prayer list is not there in your bulletin. Brenda Christensen will be having total hip replacement surgery on August 5th in Huron. So be in prayer for Brenda as that comes up not too far in the future. Any other prayer requests this morning or praises anyone has to share? Yeah, Mallory. Okay.
And then Robin Sporer had a hip surgery. It's kind of like hip replacement, but it was odder than that. She said they actually had to take cadaver bones and crushing them and kind of like form a new hip thing. And she said if it didn't go well, she had a Friday, I haven't really talked to her. If it did not go well, she said the doctor told her she would probably spend the rest of her life in a wheelchair.
And who was that one? I got Jesse Hammer.
Robin Sporer.
Robin Sporer.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so Jesse Hammer and Robin Sporer. Any others? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you so much for the privilege of coming together this morning to worship you, the opportunity that we have to gather together as a local body of believers, knowing that we are just one small part of a worldwide body of Christ that is gathering to worship you, and we thank you for the freedom that we have to do that here. Thank you for each one who is here this morning. We thank you for those who are joining us online as well. And we pray that you'd be with the members of our church family that are traveling or maybe are unable to be in attendance because of illness or other things that are going on. We pray that you would be with them today. We thank you for the country that we live in and the freedoms that we have here. We also are mindful of the need for wisdom and discernment for our elected officials. And we just pray that you would give that to them. We pray that they would desire it, that they would seek your leading and guidance and their responsibilities. We pray for the elections that are coming up in just a few months. We pray as well for the very soon start of a new school year and many questions still linger about what will school look like, both in the K-12 schools and colleges as well. We pray that you would give wisdom to those who are in positions that need to make decisions about that. And we pray for parents and for students as they prepare for the return to school. We do pray for the prayer request items that we have on our list, and we thank you that you are aware of every detail of every name on our list. You know exactly what the needs are in each situation. We pray that you would be particularly this morning with the Allens. We pray for safety in their travels, and we pray for Linda's mother, Sarah, and the complications from her fall and the other health issues that she is dealing with. We pray for safety for Dave and Linda, and also a special time and a time they can be an encouragement to Linda's parents while they're there visiting. We pray that you would be with Mike's cousin, Justin. We thank you that things are maybe improving a little bit, but it certainly seems that there's a lot there and a very complicated, difficult situation. We just pray for your will to be done there in that situation also. We pray for Brenda with the hip replacement surgery coming up in the near future. We pray that everything would go smoothly with that, that she will not have any complications from the surgery or in her recovery. And we pray as well for Jesse Hammer and for Robin Sporer and for the surgeries that they've had. And we pray especially for Robin's with the precautionary word from the doctor that if it did not go well, that her long-term prognosis was not going to be good and possibly the rest of her life in a wheelchair. So we pray that the surgery was successful and did take care of what needed to be done. We pray for also our church and for the planned resumption of some activities that we haven't been doing here for a while. We pray for the start of Sunday school again next week, and we pray that everything would go well with that. Pray for the teachers as they prepare to resume their instruction during the Sunday school hour. We pray that you'd be with Derek and Kelly during this time as they prepare to make their move here. We thank you for their excitement about becoming part of our church family and Derek's role as a youth pastor. And we pray that everything would go well in their transition. We thank you also for the opportunities that we have here in this church to be part of so many different missionary efforts, not only in our country, but around the world. And we think particularly today of the Taves and the opportunities that they have had for decades in their role at Victory Center Bible Camp. And even this summer, even while they did not have camp there on site, just the things that they've been able to do through their virtual camp activities and also the church speaking and Bible studies and things they've still been part of. We pray for the camp and the search for a new director, and we pray that you would give wisdom to the board there at the camp and that you would bring just the right candidate along for that position and be with Ken and Karen as they prepare for the transition away from that full-time service there at camping. We thank you as well for your provision for our needs. Every day you have promised us in your word that you will give us what we need, that you will provide for our needs, and that your mercies and your blessings are new every day. We thank you for your financial provision for us as individuals and families, but also for this church. And we pray that you would continue to provide for the needs of this church through the people here in this body, and that we would be wise stewards of the financial resources that you have entrusted us with. Most of all, we thank you for the gift of your son, Jesus. We thank you for loving us enough that you would send him to live an earthly life and die on the cross to pay the penalty for our sins. And thank you for the hope that we have of eternal life, knowing that he is risen and seated at your right hand and waiting for your instruction to come and redeem your bride. We pray that you would guide the rest of our time together this morning. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Please stand. Change in plans in terms of the music today. If you'd like to use your hymnals, we're singing hymn 435. What a friend we have in Jesus. Sins and griefs to bear. What a
privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. Oh, because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrow share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, covered with the load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge, take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there.
Now if you take and turn back to hymn 378, Only One Life.
Only one life to offer, Jesus my Lord and King. Only one tongue to praise thee, and of thy mercy sing. Only one heart's devotion, Savior, oh may it be consecrated alone to thy matchless glory, yielded fully to thee. Only this hour is mine, Lord, may it be used for thee. May every passing eternity, souls all about are dying, dying in sin and shame. Help me bring them the message of Calvary's redemption in thy glorious name. Only one life to offer, take it, dear Lord, I pray. Nothing from thee withholding, thy will I now obey. Thou who hast freely given thine all in all,
please be seated.